This is a city that was last. And in this case, being last isn't all that bad. For what came here last made this museum one of the first and only places to find a once very standard piece of hardware. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
This small town high in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State holds a unique distinction of being last.
Cle Elum was one of the last places to use operator-assisted switchboard for telephone calls, and that was up until 1966. It didn't stop until 1966.
And some say was the very last town in the U.S. to use the old operator switchboards that you may have believed were obsolete way before 1966. Lynn Derrick says there were several reasons why those old switchboards hung around here so long.
There wasn't a lot of industry during that time because the coal mines had started to close and it was keeping people employed. It's an isolated community in a lot of ways back then, and getting some of the newer equipment was not a priority.
And interestingly, when the switchboard jobs here ended, new positions were suddenly opened.
Right at that time that they ended the switchboard operators' jobs, the other jobs that were more traditionally male-dominated were opened up to women for the first time, like framemen and linemen and things like that.
When the switchboard finally quit in 1966, the device never left town. In fact, they set up a museum for the old equipment that had very recently been the way folks here were still getting their calls.
You can even see the internal workings because you can pick up a phone and dial a number and it shows how the equipment worked. It moves and can have someone on the other end pick up the other phone and answer it.
You can still come to this town and see the last switchboards in the country still operated by those operators. A relatively recent change in this mountain community. Traveling the countryside in Cle Elum, Washington, I'm Andrew McCrae.